This podcast is brought to you by St. Joseph's Episcopal Church in Boynton Beach, Florida, in the United States of America. You can find us at stjoesweb.org. Come visit us when you are in town.
Well, I don't know about you, but I'm a little bit tired of what we've had to go through with questioning people's authority to hold office, with questions about taxes and who should pay what to whom, and questions about your views on family values and marriage. And of course, I'm not talking about the elections. I'm talking about the 20th chapter of Luke's Gospel. Because that's what's going on. They get to a point and they're questioning Jesus. They want in some way the religious leaders who want to maintain this status quo, they want to prove that this Jesus is a loser. And so they are trying to trip him up. And as we know the stories from Luke's Gospel, they start this thing about, on whose authority are you doing these things? And they couldn't trap Jesus into sort of condemning himself by his answer with that. So another group comes, and then they ask him about, is it lawful to pay taxes to the emperor? And of course, that famous thing, Jesus says, take out a coin, whose picture's on it, then give to Caesar what's Caesar, give to God what's God's. They didn't get him on that one either, so now they send the Sadducees to him. And they come up with this ridiculous scenario that they think, well, there's no way he can talk his way out of this one. Now, they had this law called the Levirate Law that when a person, a female, was married and the husband died and there was no son born unto that couple, it was proper for the brother of that one who died to take the lady as his wife, to bear a son, if possible, by her, who would be considered the son not of him, but of the husband who died, so that the family name could be carried on. So they paint this ridiculous scenario. Well, the husband died, she didn't have a kid, so she marries a brother, he dies, no kid, third time, fourth time, fifth time, sixth time, seventh. Okay, smarty pants Jesus. Now they get to heaven. Who's she going to be married to? Jesus doesn't answer the question, does he? Jesus takes it to a new level. Now, before you all who haven't had such good experiences with marriage, don't take this the wrong way, but there ain't no marriage in heaven. If you've got a good marriage, it's going to be a better situation than you can ever possibly imagine what you had here. If you had a bad marriage that didn't work out, turn it around, and whatever the best possible scenario you can imagine that marriage could have been, it's going to be infinitely better than that. What Jesus is saying here is, you can't compare this life in the same way as to the next because it is a totally different way of being. It's a totally different way of living out this eternal life in a way we never, ever could ask or imagine. When I look at this chapter and this reading in particular, I come to sort of the nuts and bolts of it as this. Our perspective on losing is determined by what game we are choosing to play. Our perspective on losing is determined by what game we are choosing to play. Remember last week we had those Beatitudes, and Jesus turns things topsy-turvy and challenges us to look at life a different way. This is a follow-up upon that. How many losing situations did we see or hear about this week? Concession speech after concession speech. And it always drives me nuts. We have a new baseball champion, and the Giants win the World Series, and the cameras, right after they win, who did they zero in on? The losing dugout. We have had experience of losing in our own lives. And we will all have those experiences. We will all, in some metaphorical way, be giving that concession speech. When we lose the job, when the relationship that we thought was going to work out does not. When we fail the test, we flunk the course, whatever it might be, we are all at some time or another at that stage of being in the eyes of what we might think the world thinks as a loser. But the whole point of this gospel about eternal life is that that's only one chapter. That there's always more that God wants to do with us. This woman, you know, they use that example because one of the reasons they had that Levirate law was because a woman was considered a piece of property. And if she was a widow, she was a worthless piece of property. So to protect that lady, they came up with those laws so that she could have food on her table, so that she could be taken care of. That's an important thing. Job, look at Job. You talk about somebody you consider to be a loser. You ever read that book? Everything imaginable happens to him that you could think about that's the worst possible thing that could happen. And what does Job end up saying? Now, this is before the time of Jesus. And in the book of Job, I know that my Redeemer lives. And at the last, I will see him. When my body has been destroyed in my flesh, I will see God. And where is God? On my side. In the winning dugout with me. This is what this is about. It's a challenge to us that in the times in life when we have losses, when we might be considered a loser, to understand if we keep that hope and that perspective to which we are called, we all end up winners in the end. These Sadducees, what a horrible thing to be famous for. Religious leaders, as Luke says, who did not believe in the resurrection. Wow. How disgusting and how hopeless is that? Their whole existence was based on maintaining their status quo. They had a high position in the temple. They were the ones who took care of things in the temple. So maintaining the temple and the status quo, that was all they were trying to do. Jesus is a threat because he's saying, hey, there's more to this religion thing than just maintaining the temple. They have no hope. Well, you know what happens in 70 A.D., the temple is destroyed. They no longer have a reason for being. And guess what? The Sadducees just disappear. So where are we putting our hope? It's not just in this life. It is beyond that. And it also has to do with, well, where are we in our life in terms of our perspective on decision making? Are we still living out of something 50 years ago? Are we still living out a relationship that broke apart many, many years ago, and we haven't moved on and learned from that and see that God wants to do something new in my life? That God is not through with me yet? This is what it's all about here today. There's a great story that is told in the Jewish rabbinical tradition of this great holy rabbi, and this visitor came from a long distance to come and to get wisdom from him. And he comes into this house, and he sees there's the rabbi, and the only thing in this little house is a chair, a little candle, and a desk. And the visitor says, Rabbi, where is your furniture? And the rabbi responds, well, where is your furniture? And the visitor says, well, I don't have it here. I'm just passing through. And the rabbi responds, me too. I'm just passing through. We're just passing through. It's a perspective of hope that in the end, as we look like Job, as we look like Jesus, that there is always hope for us, that in the end, we won't be giving a concession speech. We won't have the cameras zeroed in on us in a losing dugout. We will be like Job, with Jesus for all eternity. May we keep our hope and our focus on Him.